It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pittsburgh Marathon is being run on Sunday, and a number of 90.5 WESA staffers are taking part, both in the full 26.2-mile event as well as the marathon relay. And we spoke with some of them.
Hello, my name is Matthew Spangler. I'm the Director of Education and Community Engagement at WYEP. One thing that I'm excited about is the crowd. Wherever you're running, there's some neighborhoods that really come out and support the runners. And when they're giving out high fives, I try to make sure to go by and give them high fives back when they cheer for me. That does give me fuel to keep going.
My name is Megan Harris. I'm the digital and multimedia editor at 90.5 WESA. Last fall, I ran a half marathon with exactly zero training and did just fine. Nothing hurt, had great cardio stamina, and that was terrible information to glean because now I feel the false confidence that I can walk into pretty much anything short of a half marathon and not want to die immediately after. I'm probably gonna screw this up completely.
I'm Noah Broad, I'm a reporter at WESA.
My main concern is the shoes because my current shoes are pretty old and beat, but kind of late to run a race in new shoes at this point. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully my feet don't fall off at the end of it.
I am Sarah Kovash and I'm a digital editor here at WESA. I have not run the marathon before. This is my first time, and I've been down before to watch a couple of times, and it's always super exciting, so I'm really looking forward to being a part of it.
My name is Antonio Licone. I am the digital director for WYP. I ran the whole marathon a few years back, like maybe 4 years back. I'll be running with headphones, so I'll have WYP's 913 song Countdown playing.
Hi, I'm Liz Reed. I'm a reporter at WESA. I'm running the marathon relay. It's really fun because regardless of whether you run 4 miles or 13.1 miles or 26.2 miles, you still get that Runners of Steel medal and you can feel that Runner of Steel pride.
I'm Josh Rollerson. I'm the Morning Edition host on WESA, and I'm about to run my fifth Pittsburgh Marathon, and I've done Pittsburgh enough that I know the course really well. I wish I could say that I'm in peak physical condition and I'm ready to tackle it and get a PR, but that's not going to happen this year. If I finish in a standing position and keep the contents of my stomach in my stomach, that'll be pretty good. Last year, the moment I crossed the finish line, a bad thing happened. Hoping to avoid a repeat of that this year. Wish me luck, I guess.
And I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I too will be taking part in the marathon relay and hoping to do as well as I possibly can without doing any damage to myself as I knock on wood here on our table in the studio. I am joined by a couple of folks who can talk about the new addition to the 2016 Pittsburgh Marathon taking place this weekend. Embedded among the runners are doctors who are also running enthusiasts. They'll be on hand to offer medical assistance while taking part in the race. And joining us to discuss this innovative approach to responding to emergencies are UPMC doctors Ron Roth, the Pittsburgh Marathon's medical director, and Aaron Maris, assistant medical director for the marathon. Ron Roth, Aaron Maris, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Ron Roth, you were here last year, and there was an incident last year, a very serious one, that may have prompted this idea. Talk about what happened and how that's impacted the decision by doctors to maybe be a little more proactive with monitoring runners on the course.
Well, last year we had a runner collapse just before the finish line. The good news is we were prepared in that area, had plenty of responders there. But then we thought, well, on the course, maybe we don't have as much coverage as we need. We, in fact, probably have more aid stations in our marathon than any other marathon in the world. But now we will have some physicians who are specifically tasked as running physicians who will be watching the crowd and can help us in the areas where we don't have aid stations.
When it comes to finishing the marathon, one of the things that a lot of runners do, and I've done this and then since heard or has been brought to mine and our attention, that kicking it in is not always a good idea, especially if you're not in the best of shape, if you're really tired, and then that finishing kick could possibly, you know, pardon the phrasing, finish you off if you're not more careful. What about that?
That's exactly right. Unfortunately, you're set up. You can see the finish line. You say, I'm gonna get in under 3 hours, under 4 hours, under 5 hours. So you kick it in. People are cheering, and you probably don't have enough energy in your body to make that final kick. And essentially, you run out of energy, and you can have serious problems.
So running out of energy means what happens? The heart starts beating faster. What's going on?
Well, if it's your heart that runs out of energy, your heart stops. So that's not such a great thing. If your muscles run out of energy, you'll get cramping. You won't be able to walk. So just continue your pace, and we'll see you at the end.
Aaron Maris, what are some of the health risks marathon racers can run into if, pardon that pun, if they're not careful?
Well, I think there's a variety of risks. Most commonly we see musculoskeletal injury. So if you have issues with tendons and joints and bones and those kind of things is what we will see on the course. And, you know, towards the end and in the finish line, that's where we see, you know, the majority of our medical issues, right? And so in the finish line medical tent in that area, we'll see everything from dehydration to cramps, the stuff that's a little bit more complicated, like hyperthermia or elevated, you know, body temperature, hypothermia, low body temperature, or even low salt levels.
So you're making sure that there are doctors who are on the course who might be able to help someone in case of a medical emergency. How were medical professionals chosen to run in the race, and how many are out there?
So we have about 10 medical professionals. I hand chose them because many of them are my friends, my colleagues that I know. And I know they are people that know the right protocols, but also can work well with our colleagues in EMS. So if the paramedics come, they can work with our paramedics. They'll interact properly, and we'll have the best result.
So let's say something were to happen to a runner that happened, something similar to what happened at the finish line, where we see a lot of injuries. But let's say it happens, you know, as you're going up the hill from the south side in Oakland, for example, how will the doctors, if they are aware of what's going on, if they're aware that there's somebody in trouble, what happens next?
Probably the most important piece of equipment that they have is their telephone. So they'll call on dial 911 on their cell phone. In that particular area, we have paramedics on motorcycles, on bicycles. So hopefully fairly quickly, help will be there. But then our physician, after telling 911 the location of the event, can start treating the victim, whether it's lying them flat, whether it's starting CPR, whether it's opening their airway, the physician can start treating.
And are the doctors taking part also maybe concerned? I'm sure that if something comes up, they're going to have to back off of their goals. But in the meantime, are they thinking about how they perform in the race as well? Or are they given the leeway to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you run these races, you know, because you have a goal, right? You've trained, you've set your goals, and you want to perform well. But at the same time, these are medical providers that, you know, in life they've chosen to help take care of others. So for these individuals, I don't think that'll be an issue. You know, the safety of our athletes out there come first.
And is there a concern just about, I guess ideally all of these 10 doctors running on the course would be in great shape, but they may be, you know, to a greater or lesser extent, in shape or close to what an elite runner, the type of shape that an elite runner would want to be in. So is there any concern about them running out of steam, that toward the end of the race they're just as tired as everybody else and they may not be able to respond as quickly as you would hope?
So their charge is just to run the race the way they want to run the race, have fun, enjoy themselves. And if they come across someone that's hurt or injured, take care of them.
We had a question come up. How much time should you take off from running after completing a marathon in order to let your body recover? I'm imagining this varies from runner to runner, but what about resting? Because a lot of times people want to get right back out there, Aaron, and is that always a good idea?
Yeah, you know, I think after you run the race on Sunday, generally you want to take at least a couple days off, right? Let your body heal, let it recover. And so, you know, whether that is 5 days, 7 days, or 10 plus, listen to your body. Your body will tell you if you're still sore and achy. You know, if you're having significant discomfort, then you're not ready to get back out there. But once you start to improve and get back to your, you know, your baseline level, then you ease back into running. Right. You know, you do that progression and I think you'll be fine.
It's very sage advice. All right. We've got less than a minute left. But are any other marathons or major races doing something similar to what Pittsburgh's starting to do this weekend with having doctors on the course running in the race itself? Dr. Roth?
I think it's fairly unique. But I think if you look at other marathons, the Pittsburgh Marathon really goes above and beyond to provide medical care along the course. And obviously, runner safety is our primary goal.
And, okay, we have a few more seconds. So very quickly, just in terms of hydrating, it's 48 hours away now. What should people do?
So my advice would be is to start to hydrate now, right? You want to have those stores in your system. You don't want to get behind that proverbial eight ball. And then as you're running, you drink when you're thirsty, right? I think that's the main goal.
Yeah, don't wait till you're thirsty. Be proactive. Start taking that water early on the course.
Well, I think you want to drink when you're thirsty, and you want to hydrate even before you start race day.
Exactly. I'm rushing out to get some water now. I want to thank both of our guests, Ron Roth and Aaron Maris, medical director and assistant medical director of the Pittsburgh Marathon. Thanks, guys. Good luck to all the runners. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you Monday.